What You See Is Not What You Get, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a DCU comics fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Jason Todd. Tagged, Urban Fantasy, Cryptid Jason Todd, Fae Tim Drake. Summary. The thing about assumptions is that they're often correct, and sometimes they're not. People see Jason and they assume several things. He has a reputation, after all, and his appearance does very little to mitigate that. His heavy shoulders and muscular thighs and disconcertingly longer than average canines are very easily visible even when he looks entirely human, or as human as he can be, and when he's half-shifted. Yeah, most people tend to turn and run. This is not to say that his reputation is undeserved. Oh no, it very much is. He is soaked in blood to the elbows, and he's capable of a brutality few are comfortable examining too closely, but what people see is not all he is. The people of Crime Alley know differently. He's no less brutal with those who deserve it within his own territory, but Crime Alley is safe now, safer than the rest of Gotham and spreading slowly, swallowing chunks of other territories while nobody is looking. Crime Alley used to be a single street, and now it's several blocks deep in what used to be the Bowery, and creeping up on Cape Carmine. Otisburg is next. Crime Alley is safe, and the kids and the working girls and boys and the old ladies keeping a sawed-off shotgun under the bed, they are safe. And while they don't live in luxury, they are comfortable enough. The rent is fair and the wages predictable, and if they should be attacked, they can die safe in the knowledge that Red Hood will avenge them with interest. And for a true-born Gothamite, there is no greater source of peace than knowing there's payback coming. Because Jason Todd, Shifter and Revenant and Scourge of the Underworld, is more than anything else a marshmallow at heart. People see Tim, and they assume several things. He has a reputation, after all, and his appearance does very little to mitigate that. His sharp suits and razor-blade smile and icy gaze tell a tale of a moneyed scion from the upper classes, wealth practically dripping from his fingers, and hostile takeovers fluttering in his wake. Nobody turns and runs from Tim Drake, because with all his sharpness and class and wealth, he's not dangerous. Not personally. Obviously. No, Tim Drake's danger is in the boardroom and at galas, not in the streets. Or so they think. Somehow, they don't see the fraying at the edges and the glinting of the blade and the way he's always watching, watching, watching. For what, you might ask? Weakness. Tim Drake is always watching for weakness, and when he sees it, he uses it. Ruthlessly and efficiently, as is the norm for his kind. Somehow, people never see what Tim Drake doesn't want them to see, and if there are disappearances and accidents and unexplainable deaths left, right, and center wherever he goes, that certainly has nothing to do with Tim Drake. His hands are clean, always. There are no dark stains spattered on the pristine white of his cuffs. There is no blood in his teeth. Anyone who claims differently, or thinks they have seen his eyes turn a fathomless black from edge to edge, or spots him flinch away from steel, they don't claim or think or spot anything for very long. People see Tim and Jason together, and they assume several things. They both have reputations, after all, and their appearances do very little to mitigate that. Slumming it, they say, looking from Tim to Jason. Likes a bit of rough, or a lot of rough. They're not wrong, exactly, but they're not correct in the way they imagine. Twink, they say. Just something pretty on his arm. Probably likes to spank that posh ass. Again, they're not wrong exactly, but they're certainly not correct. They see Tim and think he's pretty, and they're right about that, in that the face they see certainly is pretty, but it's not his real face. They see Jason and think he's hot, and they're right about that, in that he's built like he could be on the cover of a magazine, but they don't see the fire burning inside. Call off your dog, they say to Tim, and Tim laughs before he bites out their throats. The end.